Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, August 13th. You're listening to Seeking Alpha, the leader in market news and analysis. I'm Rena Sherbel, and this is Wall Street Breakfast. Our top stories today: deeper contraction to global oil demand, jobless claims due amid stimulus deadlock, and U.S. consumer prices jump in July. Leading today's news: the coronavirus crisis has cast a long shadow over crude demand, the IEA said in its latest oil market report, as it lowered its forecast for the first time in several months. Due to ongoing weakness in the aviation and travel sectors, the agency sees global crude demand for 2020 at just over 91 million barrels per day, down from 140,000 BPD from a previous projection and reflecting a fall of 8.1 million BPD year over year. The agency also revised down its 2021 global oil demand estimate by 240,000 barrels per day to just over 97 million BPD. The report comes shortly after oil majors from BP to Shell reported historic losses in Q2 as lockdown measures led to an unparalleled shock for energy markets. In other market news, U.S. stock index futures inched between gains and losses overnight after a steady August rally that pushed the S&P 500 to the cusp of fresh record highs on Wednesday. Traders are eyeing the latest round of jobless claims this morning, which are expected to have declined for a second straight week to 1.12 million from 1.186 million. That would be the lowest level in almost 5 months, but would also mark the 21st week in which claims have topped 1 million. Regarding a COVID stimulus package, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Democratic leaders and the White House are still, quote, miles apart. After tanking in the first 2 months of the pandemic, the Consumer Price Index came roaring back, posting a gain that was double what economists had been expecting. U.S. inflation picked up pace as consumer prices jumped 0.6% again in July, mirroring the June increase. It was driven up by new and used car prices, but falling oil and food prices kept a lid on gains. The news comes as the U.S. budget deficit climbed to over $2.8 trillion in the first 10 months of the budget year, exceeding any record. How are mall owners coping with the coronavirus crisis? Well, they're looking to scoop up high-profile tenants. Fresh off a deal to buy Brooks Brothers out of bankruptcy for $3.25 million, with Authentic Brands, Simon Property Group, the largest U.S. mall owner, and Brookfield Property Partners, another major shopping center player, are in advanced talks to purchase JCPenney's retail operations. Simon has also been exploring the possibility of turning over space left by ailing department stores like Penney into Amazon distribution hubs. More Broadway shows are finding a home in the streaming world during the COVID pandemic. Diana, a musical based on the life of Princess Di, will be released on Netflix next year ahead of its rescheduled Broadway debut on May 25, 2021. It had originally been slated for an official opening in March 2020. Hamilton, the runaway Broadway hit, also began streaming on Disney Plus earlier this summer, while The Prom, a Tony Award-nominated musical that ran on Broadway in 2018-2019, is being developed for Netflix. While Tencent is playing down the recent moves by Washington, saying soon-to-be-banned WeChat for international users and key revenue driver Weixin for mainland Chinese consumers are two separate products. More action from the U.S. may be on the table. The executive orders against TikTok and WeChat could be broader than just those two apps, according to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, adding that, quote, American data will not end up in the hands of an adversary like the Chinese Communist Party. And that could have far-reaching consequences. If Apple is forced to remove WeChat from its global app stores, iPhone annual shipments will decline 25 to 30%, TF International Securities analyst Kuo Ming Chi wrote in a research note. The recent trade war, which has spiraled into a tech war, has also seen a shakeup of the global supply chain. Honghai Precision Industry, a key supplier to Apple that is also known as Foxconn, is gradually adding more capacity outside of China. The proportion outside the country is now at 30%, up from 25% last June, and the ratio will increase as the company seeks to avoid escalating tariffs on Chinese-made goods headed to U.S. markets. The chairman told investors, no matter if it's India, Southeast Asia, or the Americas, there will be a manufacturing ecosystem in each, saying that while China will still play a role in Foxconn's manufacturing empire, the country's days as the world's factory are done. The U.S. is maintaining 15% tariffs on Airbus aircraft despite moves by the EU to resolve a 16-year-old dispute over billions of dollars of aircraft subsidies, some tariffs also introduced on French jams and German knives. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said the bloc had not taken actions necessary to come into compliance with WTO rulings, and it was not enough for Airbus to increase loan repayments to France and Spain. An escalation will likely come in the fall, when the EU is expected to win WTO approval to level its own tariffs over subsidies to Boeing. Other market headlines to watch for on Seeking Alpha. Churchill Downs posts safety plan for rescheduled Kentucky Derby. General Motors to continue ventilator production in Indiana. Goldman Sachs vies for credit card business. Facebook, Snap reportedly held talks to buy TikTok rival Dubsmash. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the Dow was flat. The S&P 500, NASDAQ, crude, gold, and Bitcoin are all down. Look for the import-export prices report at 8:30 a.m. Eastern.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.